Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Brian Sears of the Daily Record. Brian, these are good times for our governor. He seems to have gotten beyond the cancer that really was a serious thing, of course. And he's getting a lot of accolades. The polling looks good for him. He was mentioned positively in the New York Times. What do you make of all of this?
I think to sum it up briefly, it's fair to say that Governor Larry Hogan's honeymoon in Maryland continues.
It really does. And he seems to be doing the bipartisan thing, even if he doesn't have any partners.
Look, I think certainly, you know, outwardly there is, some effort to be bipartisan. It's not to say that Hogan has been completely bipartisan and has not done some things that have been particularly partisan. I mean, we could talk about some particular issues between him and House Speaker Mike Bush. But by and large, right now, the public generally views him as being that guy that's bipartisan.
And he has told the New York Times that he's really a nice guy, right?
He sure did. And that was one insider that read that and I talked to last week described it as being a little bit of a love note. And he described himself as a guy who disagrees but doesn't want to be disagreeable.
Well, it's pretty agile. I think you have to say that. I think you have to give him that. And, I mean, the polling that the Sun has done recently showed him with a very high approval rating. And his policies are playing very well outside the city. And I think that's not a particularly good piece of information for the city.
And look, in addition to the Baltimore Sun poll, there was also a Goucher poll that had some very similar numbers. I mean, so I think, you know, Governor Hogan has managed to initially avoid some of the missteps of his former Republican predecessor, Governor Ehrlich. There haven't been the black binder of names on a legislative hit list or, you know, these political firings that gave Democrats an issue to sort of grab onto. And, you know, the issues that have been in Baltimore that people have been worked up about, like the red line, for example, have really not sort of gained the kind of traction that at least initially have done any political damage to the governor.
Well, it's an interesting question. The red line and some of these other things like refusing to restore money to Baltimore for education.
Right.
I don't know if we really know exactly how those will play in the long run.
And interestingly enough, the governor is now embracing sort of the doomsday language that the legislature put in the budget, which simply said if the governor doesn't fully fund GCEI, then it triggers a mechanism in which it has to be fully funded as a mandate forever. And so he's now saying, you know, I've agreed with the legislature to fully fund it.
GCEI, is that
the Geographic Cost of Education Index?
Right, which is a little higher in places like Baltimore.
Correct.
Well, we'll see. I mean, it's a good time for the governor, and you have to congratulate him. He's being pretty successful with his approach. Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For Brian Sears, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.